So Luke and many others have outlined increasing patient numbers. We've heard a few times that there isn't an increase in the number of ophthalmologists. In what we haven't heard any of, which I think is important to mention also, is GPs in primary care are under greater stress and are looking to others to see some of their groups of patients. And we've heard that optometrists, the number of optometrists is actually growing. It's been about 20% in the last 10 years. So that's a positive thing. And already things have changed dramatically. GPs are referring more to optometrists. Every time I'm in practice, we get phone calls from the local GP surgery. The nurse has seen the patient and they're referring them to us rather than into casualty. We've heard about pharmacists. Pharmacists are extending their role in primary care as well with the common ailment scheme. We've heard about the hospital eye service where we've got nurses, ophthalmic nurses and orthoptists and optometrists all doing extended roles to support the teams. And then in health boards throughout Wales, they're starting to contract more services in the community. And I think, although we don't often recognise it, we are actually an ophthalmic healthcare team. We try, as healthcare professionals, to always keep the patient central to our care. And we have the combined aim of working to improve eye health and reduce sight loss. But within that eye healthcare team, the ways in which we work are changing dramatically. If you think of us as nice little Venn diagrams, it used to be nice and clear. Everybody knew where their boundaries were and when they handed to the next person. But now, as you've heard, everywhere's different. We've got circles within circles. And to meet that demand, all of us need to continue to do things differently. We can't just say, oh, that's a nice model, let's just keep doing that. Because as you heard from David, the numbers, the wave that's coming towards us, although we know the wave that's in Singleton at the moment, the wave that's coming our way is a tsunami. It's not one you would like to surf. But although things are going to change dramatically and change rapidly, we need to make sure that the way that we change is safe. So we know at the moment we have concerns about patient safety. We know that because people are waiting, that might be a problem for some of them. But what we need to make really sure is that we don't put new models of care that are unsafe. And a really important way of ensuring that we have safe practice is to use evidence-based practice. And in Wales, we follow things like NICE guidelines. And glaucoma is a really good example for that, because it really clearly tells us what the evidence is, who can see which patients in which setting, and what qualifications and so on they need to do that. Lots of people have talked about training. Tim and Luke both touched on it. And training is a really clear element of ensuring that future safe patient care. It's essential for all allied healthcare professionals. And in Cardiff University, we're already offering qualifications. I thought it was quite funny, Luke had on one of his slides, certified optometrist. And that doesn't mean, that we're not well. hopefully. It means we have qualifications with certificates in glaucoma, higher certificates in glaucoma diploma. We also have them in medical retina and IP. And ophthalmic nurses, orthoptists and optometrists from across Wales and across the UK have been coming to Cardiff to do those qualifications. And as we heard from David, HEIW will be funding more of that in future. And those are all externally quality assured. And so that means that across the UK, those qualifications mean the same thing. So it doesn't matter which health board someone works in or which country they work in, it'll mean the same thing. So another fundamental part of the future of delivering eye care and being able to do that effectively as a team is being able to communicate. And anyone who works in eye care at the moment is frustrated by having to find notes, the miscommunications that happen across the boundaries, not being able to see scans that each other do, or information about patients. And we're really lucky in Wales because of the commissioning of electronic patient records, and I think I'm fairly sure that's just going to be a complete game changer for us. And in terms of multidisciplinary working, it'll completely smash the boundaries away, and that's our hope at least. And finally, in terms of multidisciplinary working, we need strong leadership. In every profession, we have people who are pushing the boundaries, saying, we can help with this, this is a new model we should try to implement. But also essential to that leadership, as we've heard the theme already today, is, as well as supporting our own professional in these difficult times, times of change, we also need to have leaders who are good collaborators, who can forge links and strengthen links between the professions so that we can truly act as a team around the patient. So there are many changes on the horizon. It is a time of uncertainty in eye care in Wales. However, I think we can be really positive. We have all the elements in place, either in place or in planning, to enable us to be effective eye care teams. We have robust evidence, we have quality assured training, we're going to have electronic patient records. And to the leaders in this room, it's now for us to support our colleagues and to hold out a hand of collaboration.